Davenport. Is Mr. Carruthers at home? Tell him Mr. Vendiver would like to see him. I'll place this screen about the little girl, and you need not speak of my having brought her with me. How are you, Carruthers? I was at the first night of the Sultana this evening. Lester's new musical play. There were a lot of children in it, little ones. They danced and sang and made a great hit. One of them, the littlest girl, had never been on the stage before. It was her first appearance. Seemed to me a pity. I say, it seemed a pity that a child like that should be allowed to go in that business. A grown woman can go into it with her eyes open, or a girl, who's had decent training can too. But it's different with a child, who has no careful, loving hand to guide and guard her. She has no choice in the matter. They don't ask her permission, and she's not old enough to know what it means. So she gets used to it and fond of it before she grows to know what the danger is. And then it's too late. It occurred to me that if there were anyone who had a right to stop it, it would be a very good thing to let that person know about her. About this child, I mean. The girl. The littlest girl. The one who made the hit before it was too late. It seemed to me a responsibility I shouldn't care to take myself. I shouldn't care to think I had the chance to stop it, and it let that chance go by. You know what the life is, and what temptation a woman... I mean, we all know. Every man knows. But I did not come here to your house, my dear Carruthers, at midnight, simply to tell you this. I came because of the child. Ida Clare's child. Your child. I am well aware that I did an unconventional thing in coming here. A bold thing or a foolish thing, as you choose. But the situation is rather bad. And I did as I would have wished to be done by if I had had a child, a little daughter, going to the devil and didn't know it. I should have been glad to learn it, even from a stranger. However, there are other kindly disposed people in the world besides fathers who may care for her. There is an aunt, perhaps, or an uncle. And sometimes, even today, there is the chance Samaritan. When you married Ida Clare, the dancer, you did so against the wishes of your family and the advice of all your friends. You took her abroad that you might give all these sensitive, fine people a chance to get used to the idea of being polite to a woman who had once been a burlesque actress. We heard all about that, my dear Carruthers. It began, so you say, over there in Paris. What you went through there, no one can understand who has not gone through hell and been forced to live after it. Then you brought her home. Home. But it was in the blood, you say, in the life she had led. No, no, Carruthers, not in the life she had led, but in the life such men as you and I had taught her to live. After the divorce, when she was free to go where she pleased, to live as she pleased, and with whom she pleased, you swore never to see her or her child again. And you never did see her again. Not even when she died. But man, you loved that child's mother to the day of her death. You loved that woman then. And God help you, you love that woman now.